you know, how he's been ministering along the goodness of God. And so I was like, you know, I just felt like, and Mom's been talking about that in the Bible study and everything. And, you know, I talked about her, you know, just the goodness of God about with her Sunday, you know, with what she went through and 8 years ago. And, you know, because God is good. And I'm telling you, he's good because he loves us and he cares what goes on with us. And, you know, so I was just like, well, I guess I'm just going to talk about his goodness tonight, because you can never get enough of hearing about how good Jesus is. Amen. So with that being said, if y'all will turn to Psalms 27:13. And y'all can talk back to me or, hey, yeah, you know. I'm just going to go with it tonight. Psalms 27:13. I'll have to give me just a sec. I don't have my iPad up here. Poppy uses his iPad. I just got my Bible. Are y'all happy tonight? Amen. Psalms 27:13. Can y'all guess? No? Yes. It is right. I'm lying. I wrote something down wrong. I was about to have a panic and hot flash and everything. I'm sorry. Anyway, I was like, that is the right scripture. So anyway, so I told y'all it was just me tonight. So anyway, you know this scripture, because how many know this is Mom's favorite scripture? But I thought, you know, this is perfect to start out with. But Psalms 27:13 says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. How many believes that? God, he's just, he's faithful. Amen. And there's so many scriptures in the Bible that talk about God's goodness. You know, just each and every day when you get up and, you know, thanking him, you know, just when you open your eyes, just being thankful and grateful for what God has blessed you with. I was watching something on TV last night, and Sydney, or it may have been yesterday afternoon or something, and we were sitting there, and it was something, I think it was a program that they had, James Robison was doing, and they were talking about these little kids that were over in like Haiti or wherever they were, and you know, that they were showing the kids, and you know, here I was drinking my coffee and scrolling something on my Facebook, and you know, I was sitting there, and then it just caught my attention, you know, and it's just, it is a big thing, because you see this precious little boy, he's probably 6, 7, 8 years old, probably, he's in trying to dip water out of this dirty, nasty place where there's water, and that's all he has, you know. He's sick, and basically it was to like say, you know, let's sponsor, you know, help sponsor these children. And so, and that's just not just there. It's everywhere. But, you know, I got to thinking, and I was like, 'cause Sydney looked at me and I was like, we have it good. When you think about it, we really do have it good. I mean, every day we get up and I'm like, I'm sitting in my house. I'm warm. I'm not, you know, there's so many things that I'm talking to myself, that we take for granted each and every day, just, you know, having clean water. I'm like, I like to be clean and smell good, you know, and, you know, I'm just sometimes, you know, everybody don't have that all the time, you know, and I'm just so thankful that God is good and he's blessed me and he's blessed my family like that. And, you know, so just each day when you get up, just having that thankful attitude, kind of attitude of gratitude, you know, because the more you're thankful, the more he'll do. How many believes that? And so the more we realize how good God is, the easier it is for us to see him as our ultimate provider and our source. How many believes that he's your provider? He provides your needs. He takes care of it. Because he said, ask me and I would give it to you. You know, if you don't ask, if you, there's something you want or whatever, if you go to Dairy Queen and say, I want a Blizzard, you know, they're going to give it to you. But if you don't ask, they're not going to give it to you. So I'm just saying, Jesus said, whatever you have wanting or needing, just ask me. That's what he does. He said, I'm looking for somebody to bless. because I'm looking for somebody. He delights in being good to us. How many believes that? He's our source. Amen. The goodness of God is demonstrated as he provides all of our needs in every area of our life. That could be in our health, our finances, our jobs, our family, every single area, because God is good. Amen. So let's turn to Psalms 31:19. It says in verse 19, "Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men." And I was looking, and it was talking about the Hebrew word of great. And so when I wrote it down, it said in Hebrew, the word great means abounding. Great means abundant, means exceedingly, outstanding. So something that's great is something like, I think something is majestic, or like, I'd say majestic, but like something that's like overflowing or something big, because God is great. And that word in the Hebrew means great, abounding, abundant, exceedingly. And then in the other part of the scripture, it says the goodness. And in the Hebrew word goodness, it means prosperity or good things, goods, supply, provision, meaning that we lack for nothing because he is Jehovah Jireh and he provides everything we have need of. Amen? Because that's the goodness of God. That's what he does. Somebody say amen. Woo, now y'all are talking now. Okay. And it says that God himself supplies what we need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That means because he is our source. Amen. Of anything. That don't just mean money. That means our source. That means everything. That means job. That means family. His promises, what he told us. Everything, because he's good. God's goodness is not only what he has, but it's his nature. It's who he is, because he's a good, good father. And I think about that song, "You're a good father." It's who you are. It's not only what he is, but it's his nature, y'all. That's good. Yes, it's good. It's because it's who he is. He's a good father. Everything that Jesus has given us is good. Everything. Everything. God does not hold back on his goodness, because he's made his goodness available to everyone. He's not just going to be like, well, I'm going to just do this for Maria because she's so pretty and she's so sweet. But I'm not going to do it for Saul because he don't have no hair on his head. You know what I'm saying? I mean, God's good to us all. He's not good to me because I'm white. And somebody may be Spanish or somebody's black. Because Jesus loves everyone. Red and yellow, black and white. They're precious in his sight. Because he's good. He has made all of his goodness available to us. Exodus 33:18. Am I making sense, y'all? Good. 33, there it is, got it marked. Verse 18 and 19. Y'all there? It said, "And he said, please show me your glory. Then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." The Lord is gracious. He's loving. He's there when you pray. I always said, God's never busy. Sometimes, everybody remembers most of everybody in here, unless I don't see anybody that's any younger. Joseph might not. But how many were old telephones? Remember when you'd get on the phone, I'd always call Sharon Ronnie's house, and I'd get the busy signal. Busy. That meant somebody was on the phone, or somebody had the phone off the hook, or whatever. But do you know that God has a direct line? That means that because it's 12 o'clock at night, if you got something you need, you know what? He's saying, talk to me. Because a lot of times, he's just wanting us to talk to him so he can talk back to us. And how many knows that he'll talk to you if you listen to him? And so his line is never busy. He is always there, and he never leaves us. And God's like, tell me what you need. Just ask me. Just ask me. Believe it, because I'm going to do it, because I proved it in my word that I can and I will. Verse 18 says, show me your glory. In that verse 18 says, show me your glory. The definition of the glory of God is the goodness of God. Everything, superabundance, whatever you need. Your house, if you want a different house or whatever, just start thanking him, Lord, you're my provider. I mean, nothing is too big or too small for you to ask for God, because he wants to pour out his goodness upon us. New car, if you need a new job, if you need peace, you need restoration, if you need joy, he has it all, and he will provide it. And as we are renewed in our thinking and release our faith in the goodness of God, he's going to give it to us, and we'll receive it. Amen. Ephesians 3:20. I like this scripture too. It says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. How many believes we've got power that works in us? We've got his power. We've got his anointing. We've got him working. If Jesus is on the inside of you, you've got power. Amen. And when you have power, he gives you boldness to step out and do things that you might not think, like, kind of like what I'm doing tonight, you know. I mean, he gives you boldness in situations or dealing with things, like, you'd be like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to deal with that. But you know what? Jesus is on the inside of you. His goodness is on the inside of you. I mean, when you're thinking, oh, I don't know how I'm going to handle that, or I don't know what I'm going to say to that person, I don't know about this situation, but you rely on the one that's on the inside of you. God, you're gonna show me what to say. You're gonna tell me what to do, because I trust you. I know you're faithful. I know your promises are in me, and I know that you want good for me so I can be good to others. Amen. And so I go to Psalms verse 16, Psalms chapter 16, sorry. It says, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my God. My goodness is nothing apart from you. My goodness is nothing apart from you. Psalms 34. Verse 8 through 10. This is a good one too. Everything about God is good. Come on, I mean, everything about God, serving God, knowing God, trusting God, whatever, everything about him is good. Verse 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, there is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. I'm telling you what, God does not want us to lack anything. Nothing. Say nothing. Say, I won't lack. Amen, because He's good. Psalms 23, verse 6. Is this okay? Verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. His goodness and His mercy, Lynn, it follows us every day from the time we get up to the time we go to bed. And when you think about the word follow, yes, follow, it's funny because, I mean, you think about, I guess I kind of relate to like when people are kind of dating and, you know, I mean, I can use me and Jared as an example, but, you know, Jared pursued me. And that's what, you know, I mean, and, you know, we were, you know, he chased me and I let him catch me. But follow means pursue or chase. God is pursuing and chasing us with His goodness. Every day He's chasing us down to do something to show us He's good. Amen. When Jesus went and died on the cross, He was pursuing you and He was pursuing me. When He drug that cross, He had you on His mind and He had me on His mind. What a good, good Father He is. He wanted us so badly to be out from under the curse. He took the curse for us and He took it so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We're no longer under that curse. Amen. Aren't you glad you're not under the curse? Jesus paid it all in full. When he gave His life, He shed His blood. He did it for you and I, and He went to hell in our place that we wouldn't have to do that. And I am so thankful that I know Him, and I'm so thankful that He lives in me, and I'm so thankful that I can share Him to anybody that I come in contact with. He paid the price when He died. He gave the payment for our redemption. God's goodness will fill you with holy boldness, similar the same way He did with David. David had a heart after God, and he served God, and, you know, God gave him boldness when he came up against Goliath. I mean, everybody knows the story. I'm not going to go read it, but everybody knows Goliath was way bigger than David. And, you know, the way he looked, you know, I mean, David could have just cried and went back home, you know. But his trust in the Lord, God gave him a spirit of might and He gave him boldness. And I'm telling you what, sometimes you just need to get some boldness about you and just be like, you know what, I'm not going to be intimidated. The enemy is not going to intimidate, because he will. He'll try to mess with your mind and make you think like you can't do this, or, you know, oh, you shouldn't say that, or You shouldn't pray for that person that's sick. Well, if God puts you in that person's pathway, then there is a reason. God put you there because He wanted you to pray for that person. You're the labor in that person's pathway. I had a text yesterday morning at probably 4:30, I guess it was, and it was a family member of mine, and they were just like, I just need help. And anyway, I texted them back and they were like, I need to know what I can do with this situation. And they had lost someone several years back that was very dear to them. And anyway, she was just trying to figure out, you know, what am I going to do? And, you know, and I said, well, first of all, it was somebody that sent home to hospice, and it was her boyfriend's dad. And she was like, well, I just don't know what to do, because he was there for me when I went through what I went through, and I need to know what to say. And I said, well, first of all, You just need to pray for God to give you peace. And you need to just let Him lead you and guide you. And, you know, I just started, you know, doing the best, I mean, I could to, you know, encourage her what to do. And because we don't always know what to do when we're in situations like that. And, you know, the thing about it is she's not in church. So, you know, I just kind of had to say, you know, you might just do this. And first of all, you know, if you have a way to sit down and this man is about to leave this earth, just pray that God give you an opening there to say, sir, or whatever his name is, have you made your peace with God? Because I said, you know, either way, and he goes on, he's going one place or another. And I said, you know, you're asking me this. And I said, that could be because God wants to use you in this situation where this man in his life is concerned. And so anyway, I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone, but you just never know when you're going to be that person that needs to have prayer at Walmart, or that person in Brookshire's, or, you know, somebody that sends you that text late at night and needs you to pray. But you have to rely on the teacher on the inside of you. Amen. How many believes that, you know, the teacher is the Holy Ghost on the inside? And, you know, David didn't just know about the goodness of God. He saw it work in his very own life when he faced Goliath. God wants to bless us spiritually, physically, and financially. That means in our relationships, our job, our marriages. He wants to give us the desires of our heart. Because, like, I know with Jared, like, everybody knows Jared loves fish, but that's like one of his favorite hobbies. It's his favorite pastime, or messing with the dog or whatever, and or hanging out with us or whatever. And, you know, but, you know, God's favorite pastime and his favorite hobby, it is to do good for somebody, to show them goodness. Being in the presence of someone who likes to do good makes you happy. It should. That's why the Bible says that in his presence is fullness of joy. So if you're in the presence of someone that's doing good, you're going to be happy, because joy is being happy. God never gives or uses sickness, disease, poverty, lack, division, strife to try to teach us anything. Religion might say that, but God's word, that would be contrary to God's word. God is not confused about good or evil. He's light. He is good. He wants to open up to us his good treasure by giving us more than we could ask for causing overflow and abundance to be in our homes, in our finances, whatever, to abound in grace, that our homes would be blessed, our family would be blessed, our children would be blessed. How many is thankful that the Lord is good to you? Psalms 145 verse 9 says, the Lord is good to all. Like I said a while ago, he's not going to do something for Maria that he's going to do for Saul. He's not going to do something for me that he won't do for you. He's not going to heal this one because they've been to church more than Susie over here has. She's got cancer, but I'm not going to heal her because she doesn't go to church all the time. If that was the case, then God, he's a respecter of person, and he's not. What he does for one, he'll do for another. God loves every person, and he wants to bless them and do good to them. God is love. John 3:16, we all know that verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He wishes that none should perish. That's why it says, call upon the name of the Lord and be saved, to the very last breath of someone, because he's good. It's not him wanting to keep anybody from being in heaven. He doesn't want to see anybody left behind, but it's the choice. Because of this great love that he has given, we can receive what's been given to us, like salvation. It's been given. Our healing, it's been given to us. Deliverance, peace, joy, blessings, and every other good thing that is promised in His Word. How many is thankful for His Word? Understanding and believing the goodness of God is the very foundation for our faith. Like as parents, we're all that have children in here, when you have a birthday or at Christmas time, as a parent, I mean, I can say this. I mean, we have Sydney, but you know, how many love your kids? Love my kid. I'd do anything for my kid. I was talking about my kid yesterday and cried at lunch about thinking my kid's going to be graduating in about 2 years. And I won't say Jared had tears too, but, you know, he might have teared up a little bit. I told him I was going to pick on him tonight. But, you know, as a parent, I'm going to just say this. I never like try to pinpoint anybody out, but George, you're a phenomenal dad. You are. And Gabby, I'm just telling you, you're a great dad. And I see George all the time, and I'm telling you, he loves that Gabby girl. And you know what? Whether you're ever told that or not, you're a wonderful dad. And I'm telling you what, I love my girl, and I want to do for her, and I just want to, you know, I mean, we should all want to do that for our kids. You know, you love them so much, you want to give them good things, and you know, you want to bless them as, you know, much as you can and do for them. And when it's birthdays and Christmas and show them, you know, I mean, but not just giving them just gifts, but showing them your love. You know, Jesus shows us His love. He is love. And if we want to do that for our kids, then how much more does Jesus want to do that for us? Because we're His kids, and He wants to do even more than we could imagine, or that, you know, he wants to just blow our socks off. You know, I can do this for you. Ask me, what do you want? I can do it for you. We are God's children, and because He is good, doing good comes from Him, and we operate like He does because we're imitating Him. When you're doing good, you're being an imitator of the Father. Amen. All because of His goodness. We're His favorites. You know, I mean, do you ever just think about that? I'm God's favorite, but you know, Janet's His favorite. Laura's His favorite. You know, Sawyer is favorite. He loves us. If we want to see God for what and for who He really is, the Word says, to give thanks to the Lord, for He's good. Oh, taste and see that He's good. For the Lord is good, and His love is eternal. It's never ending, and His faithfulness endures to all generations. That means to young, to old, all generations. And when I said he was talking about saying, you know, God, he thinks that we're His favorite. But have you ever thought about, like, what does Jesus think about me? Well, some days He may be thinking, y'all ain't acting too good, you know? I mean, you know what's saying? Attitude, you know? I'm there, you know? Been there. I'm like, okay, Jesus, I'm sorry, you know? I mean, you know, we've all been there, you know? But God is for us. He's not against us. He's got your back. Whatever, you know, you're up against, He's got your back. He's always there for you. We are the object of His affection. He's good all the time. His nature drives a desire to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. And lastly, I'm going to read Psalms 23, and we all know this one. Somebody say, God's good to me. The goodness of God. We all know this scripture, and most of the time they, you know, you always see this chapter read at funerals, you know. But it kind of breaks it down, and I'm going to read this little thing that I have. But it says, the Lord is my shepherd. That means to feed me, to guide me, and to shield me. I shall not want. It makes me lie down in fresh, tender green pastures. He leads me beside the restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with Him. No earning it. For His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil. For you are with me, your rod, you protect me. Your staff, you guide me. They comfort and prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint me with oil, my brimming, my cup runs over. Surely, or only goodness, mercy, unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And there, in my days, I will dwell in the house of the Lord in His presence. Forever will be my dwelling place because of His goodness. He loves us, and He wants what's good for us. He wants what's good for our home, our church. He sees the things that's important to you, and you may think they're not important, but you know what? What's important to you? It's important to God. You say, but it don't matter. It matters. Because what matters to you, it matters to Him because He's good. And so, with that being said, I'm done. So, anyway, I know it was very different. I'm so ready for my mom and daddy to be back. But anyway, I can't thank God enough for everything. And, you know, I know He's going to continue to bless us here at our church. And, you know, we're just moving forward, and we're moving in, you know, seeing great things. I know we've seen some really awesome things. I know we've been praying for Remington, and I'm telling you what, if y'all only knew, I mean, God has completely touched Remington. And Rem is a miracle, is all I can say. And he's going to get better and better each and every day. And we just keep praying for him. You just think about him. You just pray, God, just bless Remington. Yeah. Oh, did he? Well, he is going to be going to temple, for the chemo. So, you know, but, you know, we're just going to keep praying for him and believe that God's just even touching him now, being in that hospital. And we say he can't keep that pneumonia because, you know, it just can't stay. And so, God is bigger, and we just thank God and just keep thanking him, and just get up in the morning, just be grateful, be thankful, and just thank God for his goodness. Amen. Somebody say God's good. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you so much for this wonderful service tonight, God. Lord, I just thank you right now for every person that's here and their families. Lord, I just thank you that you bless them, God. We thank you that you just go with us. And I just thank you, Father, for being with each and every person the rest of the week, God, that you're just going to show them your goodness everywhere they go when they get up. And Father, I thank you that whoever they meet, God, you're just going to make us laborers in people's pathways that need to know you, Father. And so, Lord, I just thank you right now that you just surround us with your angels. You encamp around us, surrounding us, protecting us everywhere we go, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you. And, Lord, we just thank you that we're coming with great expectation for our service on Sunday. And, God, we just give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.